This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Kendra DiColo, author of I Am Not Trying to Hide My Hungers from the World, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of March. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
The Jesus Fridge by Jeffrey McDaniel. Your fridge died last week. The light still came on when you opened the door, like a doll sticking out her yellow tongue. But the jar of pickle spears, the oat milk in its blue cardboard house, the yogurt, were warm as an average day in Santa Monica. A couple hundred dollars of provisions down the figurative drain. A new fridge, a vertical morgue with shelves, was ordered and set to be delivered from the truck's womb. When wait, the dead fridge came back to life. The Jesus fridge, the dead food, healthy again. This phrase was funny to you last week, the collision of the mundane and mechanical with the long-haired and sanctimonious, but it's not funny today. The world has changed. This is a George Floyd moment for both Israelis and Palestinians. Actually, scratch that. It's a George Floyd moment for both Americans who sympathize with Israel and Americans who sympathize with Palestinians. It's a holy fuck moment for anyone who cares about human life. Upstairs, the bathtub is filling. How big would the swimming pool have to be to hold all the red, salty stuff spilled the last week? What swimmers will adjust their goggles and freestyle the miles of blood? This poem was written on October 13th, 2023, in one sitting. The poem is pinned to a moment in time, a hinge moment. The majority of my poems go through a vigorous series of revisions. In this instance, I resisted that impulse, as I didn't want to fall into the trap of revising the poem to try and keep pace with the escalating and profoundly disturbing violence.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.